Sorry.
It's just been in disuse for such a long time. I think they even stopped doing that, didn't they?
The tape is on.
Just wanted to check. Haley, this is planning and land use, we're all here.
Okay, so this is a zoning text amendment we're bringing forward to you, and this is part of the, it's a continuation of the low-impact development code scrub. We've been bringing items to council from last year and this year. So this is the majority of the first chapters of Title 18 zoning. So we've gone through, and ecology requires us to look through our codes and make sure that we don't have barriers to low-impact development throughout. And we're supposed to finish this by the end of 2016. So we've gone through the codes, and while we're removing barriers to LID, we've also performed minor code scrub items. So I can go through each one. I don't know if you guys had a chance to read through it yet, or I mean, there's kind of a lot. I can just touch on the main points if you want. Some of them are really straightforward, just updates to references. Okay. Okay, so in the binding site plan chapter and general provisions, we just updated some references. In the home occupation permit chapter, we added adult family homes as a permitted use. And that was as a result from the Department of Commerce. When they reviewed our comprehensive plan, they commented to Yori that we needed to add that in there. It's a state requirement, so it has to be in there and it has to be allowed in residential zones. So what we did was added it into home occupation permits, and then in the residential single family and residential multifamily zone, we added it as a permitted principal use.
Yes. So we do have a couple of these adult family homes in town right now. They've kind of more or less pre-existed. We're seeing more and more popularity in these just as people are starting to age and age, continuing to age and age in place.
Why'd you look at me?
I was kind of looking between the two. But what these are not are halfway houses. That's a concern that some people have raised. These are more elderly care than anything else.
And it's just, it allows up to six people. If it's over six, then it puts it in a different category called like a assisted living facility, which those can be just solely in commercial zones, but we just have to allow up to six. And then the regulations would still apply. So if they need an ADA ramp, or if, you know, I think we added some screening requirements in here if they were using the backyard. So we've added that in there. And then for landscaping companies, it was a little unclear that it was listed as exempt if you have a lawn mowing business in the home occupation zone, but we clarified this to make sure that landscaping companies with lots of equipment weren't exempt. They had to go through the normal requirements because we've had some issues with that in different neighborhoods. Let's see. Oh, and then single family zone, again, we added adult family homes into that. And then we're proposing to create the same height limit across the board in all the single family zones. So right now the code reads that prior to 2011, if the parcel was created, the max height is 32 feet. And then parcels after 2011, the max height is 35 feet. So we're proposing that all parcels are 35 feet across the board. And then we're also proposing to remove the 30-acre minimum requirement for the complete life care retirement community. Right now it reads that you have to have at least 30 acres to establish a retirement community, so we're eliminating that 30-acre requirement. Urban residential zone, we added clarifying language for businesses downtown that are subject to the flood regulations and maybe aren't able to put commercial on the bottom floor because they have to raise the building so high. So we've added language in there to make sure that they go through a design review process and make it some sort of an interesting front and not just, you know, cement or parking garage. Just make it look more attractive to people walking downtown. And then one of the bigger changes we did was combining the definitions chapters. So we had 18.44 commercial zoning districts and 18.08 definitions chapters. And they both shared about 30% of the same definitions, but had different definitions listed in each chapter, so it was really confusing to use. So what we did was just combine them together. And then we eliminated any redundancies. And in most cases, we just kept the newer definition just to make it easier.
Haley, can I jump in real quick just in the definition section? We have gotten an increasing number, or not increasing, just a steady stream of folks that want to create a truck stop
within
the city limits. And they have... Some of them say, I want to open up a truck stop. But more and more they're saying, actually, we want to open up a convenience store with gas station. And that's for trucks to park, and it occupies more than half of the site. And they're saying, but we're not a truck stop. Our interpretation of what council's feeling has been is that on Main Street, you would rather not have a truck stop. Is that accurate?
That's a good interpretation.
Is that a good, okay.
Finally, you're getting
it. It's been a while. Because, definitions help a lot, but when they start to kind of weave through the definitions, I think being able to say, hey, look, we've asked council directly, do you want a truck stop? No, you don't. So whether they call it a, a travel center or a convenience store or whatever, it's a truck stop. So I think that we have good direction based on that. Sorry, Haley.
No, that's fine. Thanks. I get that a lot, that too. And then we added definitions in for low impact development. I think any of these are very exciting. Next, city center zone. We just did the same changes to the urban residential zone. And then general business zone, we're proposing to modify the setback requirement. So right now the code reads that if you want to establish a new commercial building, the building needs to be 50 feet away from a residential zoning district or a residential use. So that makes it so the building has to be 50 feet away from like a legal non-conforming house. And we've run into some issues with this along Portaway. The flag lots makes it really hard for someone to locate their business 50 feet away from the surrounding homes. So we're proposing to leave the 50-foot setback to residential zoning. So if it's next to a zoning district, but if it's next to a residential use, the normal setbacks would apply in the general business zone. And we have a few other code changes, but you'll see them probably next time. We're still working on some regulations. And this does require a public hearing, and we're recommending that council approve the 13 chapters and zoning text amendments.
Any questions? Okay.
That would have taken me 2 hours.
Right.
Is it very exciting?
He wouldn't have made it any more exciting. It just would have taken a lot longer.
Thank you, Haley.
Yeah.
Who inspects those?
I guess that's it for this committee.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,